Today, I would like to tell you a story. It's a true story, and it doesn't have a happy ending. But I'm hoping it will give some amount of justice, at least in the court of public opinion, for a woman who needlessly died and couldn't defend herself from the government, even from the grave. First, what I'm going to do is simply read of what occurred almost 3 years ago. And then, the very frightening but relevant reason I'm telling you this in the first place. Here goes. The story comes from KOIN News, Portland, Oregon. The Oregon Department of Justice has elected to not seek further Applegate review against a DEA special agent accused of running a stop sign and hitting and killing a Salem cyclist nearly 3 years ago. In March 2023, officials said Samuel Landis was driving a pickup truck down a street in Salem while conducting a federal drug investigation when he hit a cyclist, Margianne Allen, 53. Allen suffered critical injuries and later died at the hospital. In August of that year, a Marion County grand jury charged Landis with criminally negligent homicide. However, Landis requested the case be moved to federal court based on a claim of federal immunity. Once moved, the federal U.S. District Court dismissed the charge, quote, ruling that Landis's actions were within the scope of his federal employment and reasonable under the circumstances, which entitled him to immunity from state prosecution, unquote, according to a release from the Marion County District Attorney's Office. The Marion County District Attorney's Office then appealed to the ODOJ, Oregon Department of Justice, which appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court to overturn the dismissal for the charge against Landis in April of 25. That December, the Ninth Circuit also found that Landis's acted within the scope of his authority and was entitled to immunity from prosecution for the death of Margianne Allen, the DA's office said. The DA's office further noted the ODOJ's decision to not seek further review was over the risk that a potential ruling by the Supreme Court would, quote, make it harder, not easier, to hold people accountable in further cases, unquote. Quote, Margianne Allen's death was a tragic loss for her husband, children, and other family members, and our community, unquote. Marion County District Attorney Paige Clarkson said, quote, while we respect the legal process and the decision of the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, it is nonetheless disappointing that the criminal charge could not proceed and there will be no justice for the family, end quote. Quote, our hearts go out to the family of Margianne Allen and to everyone who loved her, end quote. Attorney General Dan Rayfield added, quote, the Oregon Department of Justice pursued extraordinary avenues to hold Mr. Landis accountable for her tragic death, filing actions in federal courts that are rarely used, arguing before the Ninth Circuit not once but twice, and seeking reconsideration when that court ruled against us. While this case is at an end, we remain committed to fighting for justice for every Oregonian, unquote. Jesus H. fucking Christ. If you are the least bit interested in knowing how democracy is rapidly being converted to an oligarchy, meaning the rules of society and law, are being made into two sets of rules, one for the average wage slave and the other for the wealthy. And their protection dogs, meaning the police, the DEA, and certainly the DHS. I'm going to comment on those statements by the DOJ. I will translate the meaningless doublespeak jargon into something called humanese, a language that an actual aware and thinking brain can understand.
The DA's office further noted that ODOJ's decision to not seek further review was over the risk that a potential ruling by the Supreme Court would make it harder, not easier, to hold people accountable in future cases.
What? What exactly is that supposed to mean? Oh, that's because it doesn't mean anything. It is completely and deliberately ambiguous, to which a thoughtful and intelligent response is inherently impossible. So the best response by any functional brain is something such as, "Really? How about this? Go fuck yourself."
Quote, "Marjorie Allen's death was a tragic loss for her husband, children, other family members, and our community," unquote. Marion County District Attorney and alleged part-time telephone sex line worker Paige Clarkson said, quote, "While we respect the legal process and the decision of the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, it is nonetheless disappointing that the criminal charge cannot proceed and there will be no justice for the family," unquote.
Wow, that statement really was made with all the emotional sincerity of a sex telephone line worker who was very good at their job. Quote,
"Our hearts go out to the family of Marjorie Allen and to everyone that loved her,"
unquote. Attorney General Dan Rayfield added, quote,
"The Oregon Department of Justice pursued extraordinary avenues to hold Mr. Landis accountable for her tragic death, filling actions in federal courts that are rarely used, arguing before the Ninth Circuit not once, but twice, seeking consideration when that court ruled against us. While this case is at an end, we remain committed to fighting for justice for every Oregonian."
Unquote. Well, I believe in giving credit where credit's due. So, Mr. Rayfield, I'm
really
glad you gave it your best shot. Because, you know what, Mr. Rayfield? That's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. I'm just saying so in case no one else has ever brought that to your attention. And as far as that last line, Mr. Rayfield,
quote, "While this case is at an end, we remain committed to fighting for justice for every Oregonian,"
unquote. Well, that may be so. But I sure as hell sleep much better at night knowing that you, Mr. Rayfield, are not currently fighting for justice for this Oregonian. I would just like to finish up by mentioning this. This is what should have happened. Samuel Landis's ass should be in prison. If you or I are driving our car and kill someone, we don't have the option, like Samuel Landis, to just say,
"Whoopsies, really sorry about, like, killing you and stuff, but like, I got, like, prosecutional immunity with the DEA and stuff. So, like, you can't, like, prosecute me?
Now, if you think that sounds even remotely like the logic of a semi-retarded teenager, you'd be right, because that's exactly what the fuck it is. And Ellen's family should have been financially compensated. Obviously, neither of those forms of justice occurred. When this incident took place almost 3 years ago, I wasn't the first to report on it. But I was the first to correctly predict that when the dust finally settled on this tragedy, Samuel Landis would walk away a free man. And this is one of those times I sincerely wish I would have been wrong. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.